Welcome to Frickety Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickety Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. I'm going to be working through season 3 of The Mandalorian, reviewing it episode by episode as they come out, and connect them to different lessons from the Bible. So here is your spoiler warning. If you have not watched the episode, pause and then go watch the episode, because I will be talking about things that happen in them. And so if you're not wanting for them to be spoiled, watch the show first and then come back and watch this. And so the name of the show comes from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. So the episode I'm covering is chapter 17 of The Mandalorian. And the title of the episode is called The Apostate. So in this episode, we kind of get a brief glimpse and the previously seen, kind of getting a general idea of what's happened in the last two seasons and a couple of episodes of the Book of Boba Fett with the Mandalorian and where they are. And so really kind of the big first intro into the episode, we see a member being given their helmet and being inducted into the Mandalorian society. And it was, I really thought it was very interesting because it was very much very similar to a baptism. And now we didn't see the end of it because a really cool monster comes out of the water and tries to, you know, eat everybody. And the Mandalorians do their best to fight it off. And then it comes to Mando, Din Djarin, to come in and swoop in and save the day, blasting him with his custom Naboo starfighter. And so I'm pretty sure what was going to happen next was that the armorer was going to baptize the helmet of the kid who is becoming a member of the Mandalorian society. And so I just thought that was just really neat and very cool. And it felt very much similar to, you know, the way I would do like a river baptism or, you know, things like that as a pastor. So after that, Mando, retalking about his quest and what he was going to need to do to become no longer an apostate Mandalorian, he goes to Navarro. And so we get to see glimpses of Navarro and how it's improved even significantly more since season 2 of The Mandalorian. I mean, it's a completely different place, but the old parts still are remembered. And so a group of pirates show up and Mando and Greef Karga chase them off, and then that leads to another confrontation with those pirates again for Mando when he's in space with his starfighter and Grogu, and he it's a really great space battle. It's really great to see him being a hunter with the starfighter, and that was, for me, was very impressive, and to see how that was done, it just, for me, it spoke very highly of his skill as a pilot, but also the fact that being a hunter is who he is. So everything he does is part of the hunt. Through going to Navarro, we find out, you know, what's going on with Cara Dune, why she's not on Navarro. You know, she got recruited to be a part of New Republic Special Forces for Moff Gideon, and Moff Gideon has also been arrested and sent to a New Republic war tribunal. And then also later, when Mando goes to Bo-Katan and says, like, you know, I'll join you, I'll be a part of that, and so and I'll help you retake Mandalore. And so when he shows up, she's like, nope, we're done. Do you sell the darksaber? Yep. Well, if you go meet them, you can wave that darksaber around and they'll do whatever you want. And so Bo-Katan is very defeated has a very different attitude. She was just lounging on her throne of her Mandalorian castle. And so she was just very defeated, very different than who we've seen in the past. And so speaking of the past, this is also his current quest is to find a new memory chip for IG-11, because IG-11 is the only droid he trusts and wants IG-11 to help him scour Mandalore to find the mines so he can bathe in the water and be redeemed. And so in the process of trying to fix IG-11, we get to meet some Anzellans. And so Anzellans are the same kinds of creature that of Babu Frick from The Rise of Skywalker. So we get to see them. There's a group of them working on IG-11, trying to fix them. And they say it's not going to work. And then that leads to a really cute interaction with Grogu that the Anzellans didn't really like. But it was funny. I liked it. It was cute. But for me, it was also kind of one of those ways. It was like, yeah, they tried to make Babu Frick the next big thing of cuteness. And Grogu winning the hug battle between them just proves that Grogu is always going to be the winner when it comes to cuteness and marketability. So, all right. So for the biblical theme in this episode is... there's lots of different things I could have done. Like I could have talked about baptism, but for me, I thought of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. This is what it says. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So this episode deals with redemption really on two different levels. First, with the individual redemption of Din Djarin, the Mandalorian, and then also the redemption of Navarro moving past from his scum, from the planet's scum and villainy phase, where he where the planet is now, you know, is growing and becoming a prosperous trade group and a trade planet. It's going to be the most important planet in the Hydean way when it comes to commerce. But it still remembers its old past, like those pirates that showed up, they go to where the school is now and they're like, oh, no, service a drink here. It's like, this is a school. We don't do that here. I was like, if you want a drink, come to my office. We'll meet there. I'll meet you guys there. And they're, you know, they didn't have that. So between Greef Karga and Mando, they, you know, scare off the pirates and the other is for Mando, where he has committed a sin in his Mandalorian way of removing his helmet by choice for Grogu. And he, and so he needs to bathe in the waters of the mines of Mandalore and the living waters. And so for me, this is all about redemption. This episode is... and really, it seems like for this season is going to be about redemption. And so for us as Christians, you know, and I love that it's called like living waters. And because, you know, Jesus said, I am the living water. You know, I am the living water. And so if you drink of me, you'll never go thirsty again. When I was thinking of this in Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So for us, you know, we have our own choices that we've made that we need to be redeemed of. We need to repent of those sins. And Mando and his sin of removing his helmet, he's very repentant of it in a way. I don't think I don't know. It's kind of tough to talk about if he's really that sad about having shown his face to Grogu, but we don't really know. But he is wanting to be made right with the Mandalorians. And so then, but for us as Christians, we have that same thing where we have to repent of our sin, and we are only made whole through Christ's blood. And so when Christ died for all of us, that is what offers us grace. And so we have to receive that grace and be made new and be redeemed in Christ. And so that's one of those, the beauty of, you know, watching, you know, The Mandalorian or anime or any comic book movie or stuff like that, and seeing, you know, redemption and being made whole, such a great theme to be had. And so for us as Christians, we're all about redemption and being made new. And so I want to encourage you this week that if there is a sin in your life that you're needing to be redeemed of, you know, repent and change and be made new in Christ. I want to encourage you in that, because Jesus does love you no matter what, and is wanting to be with you. He died so we can be made right with God. All right, so let me rate this episode. So it was a fun episode. It was a great little catch-up episode, but also laying the groundwork for new things. You know, the pirates, you know, probably are going to play a little part throughout this season. And then Bo-Katan and IG-11, those are different kind of, this is one of those fun things about playing video games and seeing that it's very much, you can see all these little side quests being laid before Mando. He's like, all right, I've got to complete all of these side quests so I can keep moving on in my main quest. And so for this episode, how would I rate it? I would definitely have to rate this really high. I don't know if I would give it a perfect score, but it was certainly a 4.5. I would say 4.5. And honestly, the only real knock is the pirate aliens. Some of their masks were a little iffy. It seemed like overdone a little bit for Star Wars. I mean, I know it's really weird, but it... that was probably about it. But I'm going to give it a 4.5 because it's a really great episode. Everything is done really well. I'm very excited about it. So I just want to encourage you to watch this episode. It's great. All right. So anyone with questions for me about the biblical lessons that I talked about in this episode, or if you disagree with me on my rating, or have any questions for me, anything ranging from anime, comics, or anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter at frickityf or at frickityfrack on Instagram and Facebook. Be sure to leave a comment in the comments below if you want to talk about Star Wars or anything like that. And, you know, if it's a great discussion or a great question, I might answer it in one of my upcoming episodes. So please rate, review, and subscribe. You can find my podcast on Spotify. Be sure to follow me there. So if you want to do this by audio, be sure to follow me there so you'll get notifications and always have access to my podcast. So remember that I love you, most importantly, that God loves you, and this is the way.